All right. Oh, and we are recording. Hello, Ash.
Hey, Jasmine.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah. We were just looking at each other.
Should
we're
we act as different?
No. We're recording back to back. Two episodes back to back. Like,
a lot of people do.
No
think.
Fake shit.
You know, Alex Trebek,
he recorded like a million episodes.
Well, he recorded the week's worth of episodes.
Yes.
So they would go and change all the contestants, whoever stayed.
Literally.
Yeah.
That was great for him in that show, but this is this show.
Yeah, so we're doing this.
Yeah, so we're going to do another short episode where we talk about some topics that have been up for us in the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to do our usual, like, what's new in paradise, what's the trivia question, what's our favorite things, none of that shit, or no Astro Thought of the Week. That will all be back in the fall. But for the now, we are going to talk about today. Drum roll, please. Silent drum roll, please. Our favorite TV shows. Okay, I do want to say.
Is it our favorite or is it just what we've been doing?
It's just what we've been watching. We're just going to run down some shit that we've been streaming. And because we do this thing where we don't remember what we've been watching because we're not watching stuff all the time. So that when we go when we do have time to watch something, we'll be like,
what were we watching?
What were we watching? And we end up watching the same shit over and over again. Or like,
it's good.
Yeah.
But also, who has time? I mean, it's almost like I don't feel like I have enough time to like waste time trying new things.
Oh, yeah. No, totally.
It's not even new things. I love new things. I'll just stick with one thing and then stay with that for a long time.
I love when I have like an hour or 2 hours or something on a day to stream something and I can just watch them because my queue is so deep on every single platform. And I'm always like, what am I even?
I don't do any of that queuing shit.
It's
a problem. I wish I did because sometimes I'll just be there. Well, my attention span is so short now though that I'm like, if I'm not with you, it's really hard for me to commit to even a half hour of something because I'll be on my phone. It all just feels like a waste. I'm like, why have all these things on? I'm barely looking at any of it. Mm-hmm. I'll be literally like, you'll be playing music somewhere. I'll be having the TV on and like working on Instagram or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'll just be like, what is this life? And then I'll get really overstimulated. Anyway.
No, totally. That's why I don't watch anything. Like the only time that I stream stuff is before bed with you.
Yeah.
And or on like
dinner.
Saturday,
sometimes we'll sit on the couch.
Sometimes we'll sit on the couch and watch something.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like to stream when I am cooking lunch, and that is always Downton Abbey or Gossip
Masterclass.
Girl or Masterclass. Yeah, because I like to watch Masterclass is a hard one because I like to pay attention. And when I'm cooking, I don't want to need to pay attention. And so that's why I like to watch Downton Abbey because it's like, or Mad Men is another show that
you know what I just realized? My grandmother had on, there was a little TV in her kitchen and she had it on for when she was cooking lunch too. Just
you
the same
to,
way that you watch
I'm
your
just,
tablet.
I wear her jewelry. Oh no.
It's in your
I'm
hand.
Playing with her. I am just like
not
your
that
grandmother.
People didn't do that, but she didn't really watch TV while she was doing much of anything except for cooking lunch, which I think is interesting.
She watched Oprah every day.
She did sit down with the paper before Oprah came on and then put it down to watch Oprah and then get ready for dinner.
I watched Oprah with my grandma
every
day. And I feel like I don't like to watch. Back in the day when I was a kid, I used to watch like early in the morning, you know, like you watch. I used to watch like Saved by the Bell.
Oh, yeah.
Seven a.m. to 8 a.m.
There was a Clueless. Did you ever watch the Clueless reruns?
TV show?
The TV
Absolutely,
show reruns?
Absolutely, bitch.
Yeah, totally.
Hell yeah. But okay, yeah. So I just have like four streaming platforms pulled up on my tablet that we watch from. And I would just thought that we could just roll through the keep watching just real brief because we both have watched things that the other person has not watched.
Oh, yeah.
And so we could like sort of explain them to
each
other.
I love
it. Okay, cool. Here we go. The first platform is going to be HBO Max. I think we watch the most HBO.
HBO Max puts out really high quality stuff. I feel like I'm on
HBO
Netflix.
HBO has always been
the
highest quality, always.
It's like the Sony of, this was what my reasoning back in the day. I want a Sony TV.
Oh, really?
HBO.
You were such a fucking Gemini placement. Because like to even care about technology. It was just
the
like best.
I know that of all the okay, here's the thing. You gotta know. I'm not like a I wasn't a homebody kid. Like I was in different people's houses. I was staying at different people's places. I was doing different things. I was in programs. I was at the, and so like I could tell the quality of the products was just superior, period. Mm-hmm. And so I could notice those patterns and be like, every single time Sony isn't this, isn't that, is that, is this, is that. What was Sony PlayStation? They did a PlayStation that was better than the Sega Genesis. I was like, okay, Sony products, I get it. This is good, you know, whatever. Anyway, sorry.
That was Sony is dope. And so is HBO.
And so is HBO. And I just feel like they're like the, what I remember from being a kid, like that's the Quest quality stuff.
I think they have really hit the mark with HBO Max too, because it has all the different other channels on it as well. They have Turner Classic Movies, which I love. Mm-hmm. I haven't really gotten into the studio, like whatever one has like Spirited Away and shit like that. Like I really like that, but I just haven't really gotten into it, but it's all there. They also have everything Harry Potter. I fuck with HBO Max.
Yeah,
but they have great documentaries. Series. The documentaries are unbelievable. Oh my God. Nobody does better than HBO and documentaries. Like, nobody can even touch them. They care about it in a different way.
They got a lot of fucking money too. You know what I mean?
Good. They've earned it. But they didn't always though. They started, we watched a series about HBO one time.
I'm sure we did. That's so funny.
We watched a documentary
on HBO Max, I'm sure.
Probably. Anyway, okay. So what's
not what we're here to talk about anyway.
No, the number one thing that we have been watching right now.
Right now.
Our number one show is The Staircase. It has to be The Staircase.
Okay. So The Staircase, real quick, is about this incident, murder, death. This death that happened in Durham, North Carolina, where we met and just moved from.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Michael Peterson, it's about how this man is accused of killing his wife. And this French documentary team made a documentary about it that is called The Staircase. It's a series. I feel you, baby. It's a series. And you can go and watch that documentary series on Netflix right now. But this mini series is about the whole thing. So it's also about the making of the documentary. And it's very interesting. And I have been enjoying it. It's triggering in lots of different ways because the relationship between Michael Peterson and Kathleen Peterson is very complex. Yeah. It's a real relationship.
There's
and
queerness, there's polyamory, there's like a lot of conversations. 2001 middle class white couple, like traditional, but he's gay. I mean, there's just so much going on. And they're writing and acting the shit out of the story. Yeah, I mean, they're
fucking Colin Firth, who Mr. Darcy? I would never have thought that Mr. Darcy would be Michael Peterson.
Totally.
And Toni Collette, who is
amazing
always. Oh, and then old girl from The Stand.
And About a Boy.
And it's Sansa Stark and some other people. And Juliette Binoche from Chocolat. And just everybody's there. It's great. It's dope. The Staircase. Okay, cool. Then also in this queue right now, there's a bunch of shit that we did not watch that I'm trying to figure out who did. It's a bunch of Harry Potter and like Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. I'm guessing but it's my mother.
We've got your Brene Brown.
We've got Hacks.
Me trying to lose myself for a minute and laugh at Identity Thief.
I did watch a little bit of that Brene Brown. You watched Identity Thief?
Yeah. Sometimes you got to just zone out with Melissa McCarthy. You know what I mean?
Oh, I thought that was one of the... I couldn't figure out who was watching that either. I was like, what? I do fuck
just
with Melissa McCarthy.
Didn't want to think. I just
and Jason Bateman.
Giggle.
I rewatched Bridget Jones's Diary the other day. It was everything. Oh my God. It's aged elegantly. Adaptation. Really? Yes. Bridget. Oh my God.
Adaptation. I would watch it again with right now. Nicolas Cage.
Meryl Streep.
Brilliant. Genius.
Chris Cooper. Amazing. Mm. That, yeah.
Who else?
That.
So many good. Maggie Gyllenhaal's in that. Technically, she's Maggie cameo. This is cameo. It's cameo. But
you are perpetually watching Good Will Hunting and The Truman Show.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's
true. My life feels like both of those two things put together sometimes.
I see that for you. Yeah.
Those main characters.
I'm perpetually watching Gossip Girl, and we watched a little of Selena plus Chef.
Oh my God.
Now Selena Gomez always. Because why? Because she is a cancer queen because of that other show that we love, Only Murders in the Building.
So good, that show.
Yes.
A show about a podcast about a murder, which I think is just amazing.
Yes.
They did so good there too.
We also watched, I'm also always perpetually watching Girls to some degree, and Muhammad Ali's Greatest Fight. I started watching it, but
documentary?
Something about the, no, it was the way that they were framing the movie. I didn't need it. Mm. And I need to come go back to it. But I, cause maybe I was judging too harshly, but I was like, why is this movie about white men? I thought it was about Muhammad Ali.
Wow.
White so men will I don't do know. That. Maybe I'm white wrong. People will do I didn't that, watch you know? That much, but I didn't need it. Oh, and Good Trouble, the documentary about John Lewis, which, mm-hmm. Also, that day, I just wasn't feeling that serious. I'm not going to lie.
Ooh, that happens.
I watched Girls instead. That's what happened.
Wow.
You know? Judgy.
I mean, I think you're judging yourself because everybody does that.
No, totally.
But I want to go back to Hacks. On the note of just like something sweet and silly, but Hacks it's also very smart. And I'll say why I think it's emotionally intelligent,
mm-hmm.
this show. Mm-hmm. I hope. God, I really want to ask Kylie because you're the only person I've talked to about liking it. But Hacks. Okay, so can I just say a little bit? So it's about Jean Smart, first of all. Mm-hmm. Just really quick, Jean Smart.
Mm-hmm.
And then tell me who the other person is.
Hannah Einbinder is hilarious on Hacks.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about Netflix now?
Sure, let's talk about Netflix.
No. Okay, yeah, let's talk about Netflix. Okay, so the first thing that's in queue for us is the documentary that my manager, Sammy Houseman, produced called Audible.
Mm-hmm.
It's, well, Sammy and Niall DeMarco,
mm-hmm.
and a bunch of other people. Maybe this is not the best way to be describing this, actually. Did we watch it together? We didn't watch it.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's really good. It's about this deaf high schooler in Maryland. He goes to Maryland School for the Deaf. It's about their football season.
Oh, wow.
And it's really cool. Like, it's just about his life. Like, I can't remember the kid's name, but like he's just like a real normal kid. I just felt like it was a really good documentary about what it is to be like 18 and like it's your last year of high school and you're with your friends, mm-hmm. and like obviously the documentary is about like this deaf high school team and their football season, yes, but it's just about like what it is to be a kid, mm-hmm. and like I really appreciate it and felt like really seen in it and witnessed, and I really appreciated it. I thought totally. It was really cool.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting to like when media can play with or like find that line of like, mm-hmm. I know y'all think we're different. I know that.
Right.
Like I live with the knowing of that. And right. so I can make media that responds to that without really like validating that. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you think I'm different, but really I'm not. And let me show mm-hmm. you how. And I think there are ways we're all unique, but our lives are not more or less important. And it's because we're all the same, mm-hmm. like because we're all of equal value. And so I think that it's interesting because there is this like, I don't know what you were experiencing if you were wondering about like speaking with ableism mm-hmm. or something like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that, yeah, I mean, I think there's a way to like have a lived politic of understanding, like nobody needs to be like seen as exceptional for their disability. That's not what makes you yeah. good or bad or right or wrong. Like
yeah.
having a disability is like just one way of categorizing like people not being not having the same body. Like yeah. you don't have the same body as me. I don't have the same body as the next
different.
Person. Everybody's yeah. got a different body. And so, but I think that capitalism requires productivity. And so there's this idea that if you're not able to be productive in this very particular kind of way, then like you're not of value.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just, I just wanted to catch you there. Cause I think sometimes yeah. we find ourselves in moments where you'll be like, I don't think I have the words for knowing how I feel about this or like the yeah. quote, right words. And yeah. so I just wanted to jump back in and say,
yeah.
I think that I understand you to be saying like there is this misconception of differentness
mm-hmm.
with people who have disabilities.
Yes.
And it's just not.
Yeah.
And that this documentary is like talking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While not talking about it.
Right. Well, right, right. Just, yeah, exactly.
No, I know.
Like speaking to it. Yeah.
I just thought I would make it really obvious. You know what I mean?
That it's not about that.
Yeah, I just thought I'd be that person. Okay, cool. So Kylie has been yelling 5 minutes at us for a while, and we have we still have two whole platforms and the rest of this platform to talk about. So let's just like run through real quick. Okay, cool. 30 Rock.
Always.
Yes.
Always touch back on 30 Rock. I watch Ozark.
All the time.
It's like somebody asked me what music I listen to when I'm sad. I watch mm-hmm. Ozark when I'm feeling like gloomy and mm-hmm. dark and like, just like to remember like I didn't come from nowhere. Like I am related to half of the like, trailer people on Ozark. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that is definitely where I'm coming from. And so there's something about that and the corruption and like the violence and the weirdness of how poverty makes you do. You know, I just mm-hmm. feel like there's like some kinship there, honestly, that I'm like, I can do this in the depths of my gloom and then I got to move on. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You're always watching Girl Interrupted, I feel
That's
like.
That's not true. I haven't seen that movie since. So the deal with that is that my parents didn't let me watch it when I was a kid because they were like, it's disturbing. And so I figured out a way to watch it anyway.
Yeah.
But I just put it on the other day while I was cooking because it was something I've watched a lot. So I know what it is without looking.
I see what you're saying.
Do you ever do that?
All the time. I was just saying about Downton Abbey. I just want to say like one more on Netflix. And it is The Mystery of Marilyn Monroe. And I'm really into documentaries. I'm very into conspiracy shit. And I definitely believe that there's some sketchy shit that happened with Marilyn Monroe's passing. And I thought it was a really good documentary. Mm,
conspiracies. I love that shit.
And then also I watched that show Bad Vegan, which is also a documentary.
We're in the middle of that.
It's very interesting. Yeah.
Compelling.
Yeah. It's an interesting one. Amazon Prime.
Always Downton Abbey.
Always Downton Abbey. Always Mad Men. This is brief.
For me, Always Downton Abbey, Always Mad Men.
We watched Being the Ricardos.
Oh, that was so good. It reminded me of us.
You watch Poetic Justice.
But I was watching, what do I always watch? Oh, Catastrophe. I always watch on Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. And
Fleabag.
Those are my two real Amazon Prime go-tos.
I also love the Romanoffs, that miniseries that they
did.
You
made me like that.
Yeah.
I would watch it again, too.
Because it's the same guy that did Mad Men, and I really appreciate
him. Oh, good.
Matthew Weiner. And let's do a quick Apple TV. We haven't had Apple TV for that long.
What? Harriet the Spy. This is an old Harriet the Spy animation?
No. It's a new series. It's Harriet the Spy.
If it's new, I don't need it.
What the fuck? It's in the queue. It's happening soon.
We'll see.
We watch Prehistoric Planet.
Oh,
We Crashed.
Oh, you love that shit.
I don't know about it. And I started watching, I got Apple TV so we could watch Ted Lasso.
People have recommended that to me for years.
No one will shut the fuck up about Ted Lasso, and I still didn't care. And then they were at the Golden Globes or whatever, being looking really fun and like they liked each other. And I was like, let's find out about that show.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Wow, what an episode.
It had some ups and downs.
I feel like I'm at the end of the second of two back-to-back, like, doubleheader softball games. Where it's like, I'm not really tired. I'm just like, damn, wow, okay, God. You know?
What else should we be watching? Are we missing out on any new or cult classic shows?
Good questions.
Let us know by heading to our Instagram at Dear Jessamine. Otherwise, okay, goodbye.
It was two blocks away from my parents' house. I had just been adopted like 6 months prior from Kentucky. So I moved into this neighborhood. Not that that was a big deal, but we were like on the poor side. There's like, Durham is so interestingly segregated in that there's like the poorest and richest neighborhoods like right up against each other.
Mm-hmm.
So we were on the like working class side. And then this guy, this family was on the really wealthy side.
Totally.
And he had a huge house. He was a novelist. Mm-hmm. His
he was
wife
running for office.
He was running for, his wife had a... had a like corporate job, whatever, and an up and coming telecommunications, like when cell phones were just getting big. She was working at a cell phone company, but okay, she died very mysteriously,
very suspiciously.
Mm-hmm. It was right after 9/11 in 2001. It was Christmas 2001.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so it's really well done. It's really well acted. It's really well written. All of that, but like for me, my interest is that I used to live downstairs from him after he got out of prison because like that's how small Durham is.
And then you lived around the corner when you were a kid
when it happened
in this way. Yeah.
Oh my god!
You're telling this whole story about your childhood, and I'm like, this is the story of the staircase, but it is also interwoven that way. So that is really notable about it. It is also just I think a really good series. I think they're doing a good job.
So
of it.
Good. And weird levels of detail that literally only me and my roommate would know.
That's the thing.
But when I lived in this apartment where he lived directly, there's six units in this one building. He was one of them. I was one of them. Michael Peterson, the subject of this movie, maybe killed his wife, Kathleen Peterson, which men do all the fucking time. It's just like, this one has a lot of, they're white. I don't know. They're wealthy. Why do we know? You know what I mean? Like men do this constantly. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's a different show. So, yeah, the interwovenness. Is that what you're going to say?